This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 8. Mr. Fox is Outdone by Mr. Buzzard.
If I don't run into no mistakes, remarked Uncle Remus as the little boy came tripping in to see him after supper, Mr. Turkey Buzzard was guarding the holler where Brer Rabbit went in at, and which he come out of.
The silence of the little boy verified the old man's recollection.
Well, Mr. Buzzard, he feel mighty lonesome, he did, but he done promised Brer Fox that he'd stay. And he determined fur to sort of hang round and join in the joke. And he ain't had to wait long, neither, 'cause by and by, here come Brer Fox galloping through the woods with an axe on his shoulder.
"How you expect Brer Rabbit getting on, Brer Buzzard?"
says Brer Fox, says he.
"Oh, he in there," says Brer Buzzard, says he. "He mighty still, though. I expect he taking a nap," says he.
"Then I'm just in time for to wake him up," says Brer Fox, says he. And with that he fling off his coat and spit in his hands and grab the axe. Then he draw back and come down on the tree, pow! And every time he come down with the axe, pow! Mr. Buzzard, he step high, he did, and holler out, "Oh, he in there, Brer Fox, he in there, sure!" Every time a chip would fly off, Mr. Buzzard, he'd jump and dodge and hold his head sideways, he would, and holler, "He in there, Brer Fox! I done heard him! He in there, sure!" And Brer Fox, he lammed away at that holler tree, he did, like a man mauling rails, till by and by, after he done got the tree most cut through, he stopped for to catch his breath. And he seed Mr. Buzzard laughing behind his back, he did. And right then and there, without going any further, Brer Fox, he smelled a rat. But Mr. Buzzard, he keep on hollering, "He in there, Brer Fox, he in there, sure, I done seed him." Then Brer Fox, he make like he peeping up the holler. And he say, says he, "Run here, Brer Buzzard, and look if this ain't Brer Rabbit's foot hanging down here." And Mr. Buzzard, he come stepping up, he did, same as if he were treading on kirkle burrs. And he stick his head in the hole, and no sooner did he done that than Brer Fox grab him. Mr. Buzzard flap his wings and scramble round right smartly, he did, but 'twarn't no use. Brer Fox had the vantage or the grip, he did, and he helped him right down to the ground. Then Mr. Buzzard squall out, says he, "Let me alone, Brer Fox. Turn me loose," says he. "Brer Rabbit'll get out. You're getting close at him," says he, "and 11 more licks'll fetch him," says he. "I'm nigher to you, Brer Buzzard," said Brer Fox, says he. "Then I'll be to Brer Rabbit this day," says he. "What you fooling me for?" says he. "Let me alone, Brer Fox," says Mr. Buzzard, says he. "My old woman waiting for me. Brer Rabbit in there," says he. "There's a bunch of his fur in that blackberry bush," says Brer Fox, says he. "And that ain't the way he come," says he. Then Mr. Buzzard up and tell Brer Fox how 'twas. And he allowed, Mr. Buzzard did, that Brer Rabbit was the low-downest what's-his-name what he ever run up with. Then Brer Fox says he, "That's neither here nor there, Brer Buzzard," says he. "I left you here for to watch this year old, and I left Brer Rabbit in there. I comes back and I find you at the hole, and Brer Rabbit ain't in there," says he. "I'm going to make you pay for it. I done been tampered with twill plumb down till the sapsucker'll set on a log and sassy me. I'm going to fling you in a brush heap and burn you up," says he. If you fling me on the fire, Brer Fox, I'll fly away, says Mr. Buzzard, says he. I'll settle your hash right now, says Brer Fox, says he. And with that, he grabbed Mr. Buzzard by the tail, he did, and make for the dashing in the ground. But just about that time, the tail feathers come out, and Mr. Buzzard sail off like one of these here balloons. And as he riz, he holler back, "You give me good start, Brer Fox," says he. And Brer Fox sat dar and watched him fly outer sight. "But what became of the rabbit, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy. "Don't you pester longer, Brer Rabbit, honey, and don't you fret about him. You'll hear where he went and how he come out. This here coal snap wrestles with my bones now," continued the old man, putting on his hat and picking up his walking stick. "It wrestles with me monstrous, and I got to rack round and see if I can run up against some Christmas leavings." End of chapter.